Coach Norris Golf is back at another state meet. Oh my gosh, your district scores were off the charts. Did you ever think, well, I'm sure you did. You probably think, hey, there's no reason why we can't shoot a sub 300 round like that. That was an incredible day, wasn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely was. You know, the funny thing about that is all year I kept talking to the boys about how I really felt like we weren't, you know, playing to our potential. All year I kept bringing that up. And this group came into the season bringing back four guys, and they said, you know, we really want to try to break that school record, because the school record's 283. They had a big goal of breaking that record, and we shot 286 at a tournament earlier this year, and we got really close. And the boys are pretty disappointed that they didn't get it done. And they kept saying, well, maybe we'll get it at districts. If we get some good weather at districts, anything can happen. But I tell you what, even as a coach, I wasn't too sure if they'd be able to put up that good of a score, and the weather wasn't that perfect, but they found a way. They were just really motivated, and they pushed each other to get that done.
You know, Gretna goes sub 300, you know, Elkhorn North, taught to Coach Thompson there. They're at 308. This was a really good field of teams, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you have the defending state champions at Elkhorn North, you have the defending individual champion there is at Andrew Neatfell, and Gretna, they've really made a leap this year. They're a great golf team, and I think they're going to play really well at the state tournament, too. So we knew that, you know, the districts was not going to be given to us. I think the boys really had to push, and they definitely did.
You know, Landon Moore was the district medalist, you know, with a round of 64. You got another guy in the 63, others in the 70s. Is Landon your number one guy, or is somebody else is your number one guy? Or do you even have a number one guy?
Yeah, no, it's definitely Landon. You know, Landon has, I believe he's now, every tournament but one of the Class B events, he's gotten first or second in. You know, I think he's won five of those events. So he's really a fantastic player. From April 1st and on, we keep all data on the team. And from April 1st and on, he's 15 under par, and that's through over 350 holes. So the young man can just really play golf in all sorts of weather, all sorts of conditions and courses. And he's definitely our stick. And 64 is the school record now at 7 under. And the young man was 32 on the front nine. Then he birdies 10, eagles 11, gets it to 8 under on 14, a little slip up 3 putt on 17, but caps it off with a par on 18 to shoot the new school record, an impressive score of 64.
So it's just been a spring of incredible feats, not only individually, but as a team, hasn't it?
You know, it really has. As I mentioned earlier, they've been motivated by the 2023 group we had, which, you know, they set an impressive team score average of, I think it was around 304. And this group said they really wanted to beat that. They really get inspired by those who came before them. And in 2023, it was 304. I believe we're at 302 as a team average score this year. And Landon's trying to beat Carson Thurber, who played for us in one state individually in 2024. He is currently, Landon's averaging, I think, around 71.8 or so, just under par for the entire season. And he's just a junior who's coming back next year, so we're really happy to have him. But outside of him, Cale Baker is the one who's getting a little bit of a slept on because of Landon's success. You know, Cale shot a 4 under at districts. He's averaging around a 74, 75 on the entire season, and that young man has won a tournament with another 67, so he's got the ability to go low as anybody else.
You know, last year, you wanted to go, always wanted to get off to a great start, Coach. No Elkhorn North did that. Everybody else is playing catch-up after there. You would like, hey, let's get off to a good start. Let's see if we can lead this thing after day number one.
Yeah, you know, I always say you can't win the tournament on day one, but you can lose it. You know, if you put up a score that puts you too far away from that first place, it's just going to be too tough. And last year, it rained on us the whole day. We had a few holes that we slipped up on, actually, on the back nine. And when we look back on it, we won day two. We beat every other team on day two with a 297. So if the day was just the second day, we would have been the champions. But, of course, that's why it's a two-day tournament, and that is why we need to have a better first day this year. But, you know, you can't just say that. You got to go in there relaxed. You got to go in there and have fun. If you put too much pressure on yourselves, you end up posting worse scores. So we're working on just going out there, relaxing, and putting the best scores we can, and hopefully day one will put us in a position that we're close enough to make a charge on day two.
And I take it since districts, your guys have been on that golf course most days, just working on the little things, getting ready for this two-day meet coming up.
Yeah, you know, we were in a really weird spot this year because it's after Memorial Day. So all our kids are done. Graduations happen. All the grad parties are done. You know, they're already going to their college campuses. They're meeting with some fraternity guys. You know, I, as a teacher, I have all my grade books in. I'm checked out. So we're in a different boat this year where our headspaces are in a little different spot. You know, no other NSA activities working around this. But I think our boys have gotten onto the course. One of our guys, actually, Turner Hoffman, he made a hole-in-one today at practice, which is pretty awesome. It was his first one, a hole 4 of Firethorn. I wasn't there with him, but hopefully he can give us a little bit of magic like that coming up in these next couple days.
Well, finally, Coach, it's another incredible field. You've got a number of the teams that have been there the last couple of years with yourself and Elkhorn North, Pius, Bennington, Scottsbluff hosting McCook, York, you know, with Jackson Hinds and the way he's been playing. So another incredible field for 2 days.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this really, really has a case to be the best field in Class B history. I think it honestly is. You know, I've been around for a little bit here, and the scores that we're seeing this year are just, they're simply better. Bennington is, if you made me pick a favorite, I would absolutely pick Bennington. They're obviously the number one seed differential. They've got five guys who can really score. They're a team that I think over 2 days has the best ability to throw some really, really good low numbers up. I think Pius is a great team that's shown some great scores. They've got four guys who can absolutely play. When you talk about Scott's Bluff, it's on their home course, and that's a team you have to give a lot of respect to. They play that course every day, and the Scottsbluff Country Club, it's a tricky track, so them having that advantage is definitely a big one for them. And then he's got a bunch of great individuals out in their field too. Andrew Neidfeld knows what he's doing, and that Elkhorn North team has experience. Jackson Hinds has been to state four straight years. He's a state champion, so that team knows what they're doing too. You know, a lot of great teams. The last 4 or 5 years, let's see, we've gotten third, first, second, first, second, and I have seen all different types of athletes come in and go, and it always comes down to who can handle the pressure the most. So all the scores from the regular season, everything that's happened, at the end of the day, it's all thrown out. Who's going to put up the best 2 days? And the pros, you see guys miss the cut week in and week out. It's not the same guy who wins, so really anything can happen, and I wouldn't be surprised if any of those teams win.